That, the intro to that, that's Alice in Chains' Angry Chair. I know the feeling. I'm sitting in an angry chair right about now.
Oh, man.
On the break, that was new music from Tyler Rivers with Running from the Sun and Andrea Black with Tell Me. Of course, you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. Now the most important, favorite, awesomest part of the show. What?
Oh,
what?
Well, you sold that.
What? I love this.
Oh, God, I'd be hauled over this. Boy, you get the yelling at I get at after the show.
What? I love this.
The yelling at I would get after the show.
I love
Holy
this.
Smokes.
I love this.
I don't even know if we should yell at you after the show.
I don't know what the problem is. I'm being enthusiastic. I got Taskmaster Tom in the chat room to make sure I give the material the proper feeling it needs.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I just want the record to state Pip and I are the upbeat ones tonight.
I just said I love this. Okay. Oh. I don't know what your issues are.
Tired of the after show meeting tonight.
No after show meeting. Get the fuck out. It's the meeting. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I got to call Roger and edit things I love to do.
You have to call Roger?
Yeah.
So you're going to get frustrated on the runaround.
Oh, good.
And, you know, those are both tasks. You could say the same thing about both of the things I have to do tonight.
Oh, God. Could we just get you blades and sneak out?
You're my human blade. you make me want to live less.
I've been told that before today.
And that's at the new job.
I know. No, they're actually very nice to me.
They don't know you.
I know. They'll get over that
It'll
quick.
Change.
Yeah.
It always does.
I'm putting my best foot forward. Like they have no idea.
I like you got your little flip phone. Would you send a telegraph?
Things are not looking good. Stop. Yeah. Send help. Stop.
Oh, well, I guess we don't have to send help anymore.
Need modern technology. Stop.
Do you know that
next show is going to be done in Norse code? Stop.
Some complete.
You just hear tip, 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 tag. You hit the fucking chat room. We don't hear any taps or tip tips.
We thought about what we should do with the show. Stop.
Cross my mind. Not off the table.
Oh, man. Some complete stranger busted my balls this weekend about my flip phone. I was like, I don't even know you.
Yeah, because everybody wants to make
They've
fun of an asshole.
They've seen enough.
Yeah. They've judged.
Yeah, but everybody's judging me. It's like, then you pay for my fucking data.
Well, no, there's a couple of people I know. Claudia, a comic friend of mine, she won't get a new one.
Yeah, because she's not getting a lot of work where she'd have to be online all the time. Pretty much you say nothing important happens in my life.
Well, here you go.
That's fine. That's your way of saying I give up, and I respect that. It's an SOS phone.
Oh, I'm just going to go.
You can't hunt for Pokemon with that.
I got to go dragon kicking. What's Pokemon
this,
Go?
I heard about this Pokemon.
Yeah, if you would have listened, you would have heard it on the first part of the show.
I didn't hear Joe's girl was filling me in on it.
Oh, it's good that she could fucking be the middleman for the third mic on this fucking show.
You know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what.
You got to hook it up to your phone.
No, I know, but you know what? I don't want to listen to the show on the way up.
I don't want to listen to it at all.
No, and I'm going
to
tell you why. Because what happens is when I sit down and I don't listen to it, I found that if I listen to the show, I'm bringing up stuff that was discussed like 10 minutes, 15 minutes prior. And I feel that it throws the show a little bit. So I like coming in cold, sitting down, and picking up where you guys are.
Now, if we can and just distract Joe's girl, we can talk all the shit we want about
it. I heard it with things.
Look over here.
I did hear it with things.
Throw something. Put it like a shiny gif in the den. She'll look
by
at
the
that.
Way,
Joe won't
by
hear.
By the way, I heard there were things.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody else will say a word. We'll distract Joe's girl. We'll talk all the shit we want.
I just put a star in the window.
We got a license to talk.
Funny. Yeah.
All right. Ann Jackson, what's the categories?
Okay, this week's categories are the ever popular Mr. Davin.
Is it really ever popular?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Okay.
It's popular with her. She says it enough.
Well, as well as the respect I deserve.
Yes. Second category this week is fucking idiots. I think that it's time.
And time.
It and is. One that I've heard her use, she doesn't use it frequently, but she's been using it lately. Choke my money. Scam Buster.
Ooh.
So this is going to be a tough one.
They choke my money.
They just choke my money. So how do you feel about this, Joe? How many Mr.
Adams is going to be five.
What, this is a fucking Dab. Therapy session?
Yeah. Yes. How does
get
it
on
make
the couch
feel?
While Joe tells us what he's yeah. Mr. Davin, it's going to take a while.
No, this is a therapy session. You know Joanne's not going to do anything. Why do you get upset? All right.
I like how your therapist is telling you to fucking ignore it and repress. Hope it's worth the money. You could deal with this pain when you're 80, Joe.
Yeah.
How many fucking idiots?
Now that's fucking idiots plural, correct?
Fucking idiots plural.
I'm going to go with 7 on that.
Whoa.
That's a lot of fucking idiots.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, well, yeah. And how much choke my money?
I'm going to go with 0.
Okay, not feeling it. Okay, Trucker Tom says 5 Mr. Davins, 2 fucking idiots, and no choke my money. Well, I'm going to say...
This is not a popular category thus far.
No, I know. And well, you know what? I'm going to say that there are going to be 4 Mr. Davins, 1 fucking idiots, and 1 choke my money. Let's see. Now, Lisa says 2 Mr. Davins, 2 fucking idiots, and 2 choke my money. And I believe that Joe's girl stepped away for a moment.
Oh, Joe's girl. Now we can talk about her.
Yeah. So another thing.
Joe, go upstairs.
She'll fight back.
Not to us. We're safe. We don't get in close enough proximity.
Oh, my God. Chucker Tom says, did Joanne get naming rights to Joe's first tumor after the divorce? Oh, my God. That's dark.
Like anybody would want it. It's not a fucking cruise ship. It's a tumor. Nobody wants to name it.
I have a tumor now. I don't want a tumor.
I'm not giving you one. Blame her. Blame him, actually.
Trumper Tom. That was an interesting.
It's Trumper Tom.
Trumper Tom.
Nice Freudian slip there.
Building walls all across the great nation and from truck stop to truck stop.
Sorry,
it's Trumper Tom.
I can't even speak the English.
Joe would get on that Trump truck.
You're damn right I would.
Yes, of course you would. The Trumper truck.
I'd even honk the horn.
No, it doesn't go. It goes crooked. No. Just goes crooked.
No. Right.
Didn't know that he doesn't call her that.
Oh yeah. he's very upset with me now. Trumper Tom, how dare you? Sorry, I wasn't trying to say.
Call
that.
Him Hillary, and you can hear the blood leaving his veins as he slits his wrist.
Yeah.
He's a man with no candidate.
Funny you said that, but he was pretty sure that's what you were going to do at the end of the show.
What?
You slit your wrist.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. I just, you know.
Just got to clear all the sharp objects away from him.
I know.
Sure. It's all beautiful.
Here's
shit.
A spork.
A spork.
That was Pip. Pip Helix.
Yes.
We should have a new game. How many jokes of Pips are going to fail?
Oh, God. Yeah, then you'll deliberately not laugh at anything I
say.
Well,
we won't tell you. Joe and I will just play on.
We'll be deliberate.
Oh,
all
right.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't deliberately give you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes I think you do that.
What do you mean?
Deliberately give me nothing.
Yes.
Spork.
It's on.
That was cute. No, you were trying.
I was trying.
You're very helpful. I'm going to go in my corner and choke on some money now.
Yes. Hopefully she will.
June 20th, 2014. Dateline. Mr. Davin.
1.
I cannot raise up my right arm well before.
Still with the arm.
Still with the arm. This makes me have a strong headache and stiff shoulders. I'm glad you're laughing at her pain.
Yeah.
You creep. I go to see a doctor and the doctor to do some muscle training. And I am getting better. I go, that's good. I would think it could be a bit of a challenge with your new culinary endeavors. Mm. Not being able to lift your arms. How are you going to flip those pancakes?
Yeah, really? What is she doing?
I don't know. Whatever she wants. Mr. Davin.
New dose.
Kindly expose everything around the world, because this fucking idiot I see...
Could you see when he showed that? You see, expose
everything.
With Paris, like, you know, yeah, understand. Yeah.
This just in.
Dateline, Istanbul.
Yeah. The Eiffel Tower passes by the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right. You see an old suitcase with all the patches on there.
Right, like the Sphinx, you know. Davin's spreading the word.
It's like you're doubting our reach.
Oh, God. Tom says she can't lift her arm from sending all that money to the scammers. Mm. Nice.
kindly expose everything around the world because this fucking idiot IC3 man did something wrong to me. Mm. And he never admits, but only asks money, money, money. He is a fucking killer. I want him nowhere to go with his fucking partners called Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, Parker Green, who destroy my whole life.
I love when she does that. She does attendance.
Yeah. Roll call.
In case I forgot.
Yeah.
Want to know who she's angry at.
Yeah.
Right.
This fucking man never takes any responsibility. And all they want is my fucking funds and money from Jimmy Jones. I'm going to open up the whole files that the truth will be exposed. They should be arrested. So then this is a conversation she is having with Brown, Cotton, IC3. I don't know why it says me. I don't know what.
Me?
Yeah, it says me and IC3.
Me and IC3.
It did sound like a song.
Me and IC3. Taking my money. It's not really funny. Me and IC3.
Be recording that?
I did a good vocal on it, though. Nice.
You're amazing.
Sang it around too. Right.
So she says, return the money to me. There is no gold bars. I want my cash. I must close my classes. Okay.
Wow.
I must close my classes.
Okay.
Okay.
Brown goes, you never listen to me.
I love the way you said that, like, asshole, pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. She goes, return the money to me, and I will return my students. Please return the money to me. Brown goes, I used it for all the whole procedures, if you like.
Okay.
The
I
whole
don't
procedures?
Like. I think she doesn't like it all.
She goes, return the money. I will go to jail because it is 12 students' money. I must return to them. I must. I have no money at all. Please return it to me.
Good God. She took the kids' money.
Yeah.
It's a 12. Donation. Mm. You do kill me. This is why I post you. Brown goes, What you need to send to Eric is little money.
Just stop right there.
Pennies.
You know, you could right here, you could feel she's fucked.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She's so fucked. I mean, you could feel in her shoes that, you know, she trusted them. She borrowed her students' money.
Ugh.
She is so fucked right now.
Yeah, 12 different people that she borrowed from.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She goes, I have no money. Do not pay. It is scam. Scam. Scam.
And will you learn? Learn. Learn.
Brown goes, so he can get the cert, okay? I guess the certificate for the gold bars.
Right.
She goes, I do not care. I will post him now. He goes, okay, if you like, please go and sleep. Post it. You did before. She goes, I do not eat for 3 days. You fuck me up. What money? I have no money. Do not lie to me. I do not have money. Please do not tell me to pay. Fuck you.
I believe that she didn't eat for 3 days because you know what? Knowing that, you'd probably lose
that.
Your appetite.
Oh, totally.
And just totally freaking out with worry. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Constantly on your mind. What am I going to do? Now, she's counting on this.
Yeah.
To pay these people back. Her students.
Right.
A friend you could explain. A boss. Hopefully they don't fire. Maybe they'll understand. If they do, can I pay? Students. Number one, she'll get fired. Number two, she is so fucked. I mean, you'd be encompassed with all this.
It's so stepping over the line.
Yeah,
borrowing
exactly.
money from students?
She goes, I am sick. I am sick. Do not drive me crazy. I will do anything. He goes, okay, bye.
Is he with the IRS?
He's a little bit more polite about it.
But just shows you what garbage these people are.
Yeah.
She goes, send my money back. I need my money. I do not make me do something.
Right, exactly.
I do not make
Brown
me
goes,
do something.
I have no money. She goes, I need to return the students. He says, go to hell.
Oh, God.
She says, I will go to jail. He says, I use the money for documents. Where do you want me to get money? Fuck off. Just like the FBI would.
Did he say fuck
yes,
off?
Yes, he did. Just like the FBI would.
Yeah, of course they would.
Of course they would. Enough of your shenanigans, woman. She goes, I will die today because I cannot pay. I will. He goes, bye.
I will die today. Bye.
Goodbye.
Peace.
That's, yeah, it's
cold,
cruel
world.
She goes, you will go to hell. You make my life useless. And now it's time for Damn It All Blue.
Uh-oh. Oh,
no, ball busting blue.
Ball busting blue.
This is fucking lies. The victims only need to pay $2,000 to $2,500 U.S. dollars, and then no need to pay. No, they don't need to pay anything.
Yeah.
But, okay. No need to pay. Fucking liars. They asked me to pay, and finally they destroy me. They are coward, and this is why I said to you they are real scammers. fucking liars. Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos, James H. Miller, Parker Green, Parker, yep, Parker Green.
Bueller. Bueller.
Who used to get me.
Always left time for attendance.
Yes. And Parker Green, who used me to get Melvin Santos. And now they enjoy their fucking lives. Lives. They enjoy their fucking lives.
Lives.
They are U.S. soldiers. Shame, shame, shame. Then more conversations.
They're not, not, not.
It's not what she says, says.
Oh, my God. Tom says, you need to send someone like me over there to meet her, slap her around, and yell, stop sending the money, you C-word, in her face.
That sounds like the right approach, Trump.
Yeah,
or Tom.
I'm thinking that'll work.
Yeah, but you want
to. You said it again. That one was on him.
You know, but she's so nuts. About an hour later, she'd be back at it again.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a shovel big enough to give her a hat with.
So Tom would smack
her
around again. He's got time. Yeah. I'm on call. Smacking for your needs.
Tony, stop sending the money.
And Japan is a beautiful country. You could spend time, you know, between smacks, walking around, seeing the sights.
Always putting a silver lining on things.
That's my job.
Yes. You're an upbeat man.
not
what?
Not tonight.
What are we talking about?
I am tonight, actually.
Yes.
Pip and I. Upbeat.
You really want to go there? You really want to get the beating of your life at the end of the show?
I'm upbeat. Probably be beat up, but...
All right, Trump or Tom, we need some people smacked around here. Get that pimp hand out, sir.
Bring beer, please.
You get smacked around, you don't get a beverage.
We can sure use a drink in here.
Tom says, phone books don't leave marks, folks. Just saying. Mm. Now you're scaring me.
Yeah. That's a really creepy
famous
thing
weapon of mad fathers, the police, and the mob. It's over.
Phone books?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that.
Thank God for Google. It's hard to beat somebody with a website.
You can take a laptop to somebody if they tick you off enough.
All you just
you
have could. To do is find a 1-800 number stamped on your skull. Being smacked with something.
We'll give them Pip's phone and shove it up their ass.
Mm. It'll fit.
And sure. then make it open.
Mm. The ass?
No, the phone.
Brown Cotton has to say, did you give her Interpol contact? Anne goes, no. So she can know when they send an email to her. Anne goes, okay. And then Brown goes, wait, and then gives the email address, which we've had before, itmpl.paris.france@europe.com. Got it? Anne goes, okay. Brown says they will contact her soon. And so she says, do I need to tell her the mail address? I guess they're talking about a victim. Brown goes, Dr. Melvin has ordered all arrest. Anne goes, that is good. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, these criminals should burn in hell. They kill many people. They threaten victims. Brown says she will not pay more than $2,000 for the whole arrest and refunds.
For the arrest. Yeah, you always pay the cops to go and arrest somebody, yeah. Don't you?
Well, in some neighborhoods it might help.
Yeah,
they don't want to go in there. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Hey, could you go get my neighbors? They're really annoying me. Thanks.
Yeah.
Here's a fee.
If that worked, everybody would be doing
that. Oh, my God. Forget about it.
You would never answer your door with all the knocks.
Please. My one neighbor, I would just wear orange all the time.
There'd be trick-or-treating kids and religious. What's the religious people that bang on your door?
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses and little kids trick-or-treating waiting to knock on that door. That was a long way to go for a line that just fucking died. The delivery was about a mile long. I had to stop and do research and ask questions on who's going to be in this setup. Then I had to go back to it and do the whole mile long joke again.
And the punchline wasn't much to write home about either.
No, it stuck, but it would have been nice. It was quick and concise. It didn't take half an hour to do.
And Joe, now there's dissertation on it. So we got that.
Joe, I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe's in the barrel.
Yeah, well, you know, it was nice down there to revisit, but I really wanted to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry. He'll say something stupid again, and you'll laugh.
Yeah, I probably will.
I go, who is she? Because she says she will not pay more than $2,000. I go, who is she you're referring to at the bottom of this conversation with IC3? Mr. Davin!
Three.
This is the truth that Brown Cotton used me. Now he is hiding. Please report him to FBI. Kindly contact FBI. I did a couple of weeks ago. Called in, did an interview, was nice. This fucking man targeted the victims. After taking the money from the victims, he ran away. I paid lots of money, and I never get any fucking funds. He is a scammer. He is a fucking liar. I want to say he is not a real not real FBI, but fucking scammer.
Wow. Wow. Going out on a limb here.
What an outrageous claim.
What outrageous claims. That's crazy. How could you say things like that?
I don't know. So-called fucking James H. Miller should go to hell. You know what he is?
A fucking liar.
Is he a fucking idiot?
No, he's fucking garbage.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's new. Ooh,
he's fucking garbage in the world.
Oh.
Garbage in the world. No matter where you take him, he's garbage.
He's garbage in the world.
Yeah.
I will see him. I will see him in the hell deeply.
Why?
I will see him in the hell deeply. It sounds like an ocean excursion.
Yeah, did she mean well?
Hell, I mean, in the hell.
In the well deeply.
I wish him to get killed soon. If only it was that easy. This man is very cheap indeed, because he used me. Victim C, please read it carefully, because your money is taken by Brown, Conn, and Eric Bohr, and this is why why I asked you to call the FBI. Here is the evidence. These people will get killed soon. So she is. This is to me and Victim C. And then here's her conversation with Brown. Brown goes, why? Where is Victim C? And Anne goes, near Malaysia. She contacted P, another victim. She is a nice woman. And then here's the letter. Hello, Anne. Actually, Victim C phoned me the other night and explained to her what is happening. They need a certificate from Ghana to Malaysia to show that this is not money laundering. This certificate cost $25,000. Morris is helping me with $5,000 and also the banker $5,000. What is left is $15,000, but my sister is the one that was helping me financially, but she has stopped now. So I will know tomorrow if she changed her mind. I will be talking with the Ghana banker on money. I don't know who the fuck.
All right, well, all right, but stop anyway. So basically, there's a fee to show that this is not money laundering.
Yeah.
Who is this to? Who is this addressed to?
This is, I think, addressed to Anne.
Okay, because we've been having this discussion since day one that we felt that the people felt that she was in with them. And one of the things that we pointed a direct finger to was the fact of the gold bars and money laundering.
Yeah.
And was Anne in on this? Is Anne not in on this? It kind of vindicates Anne in a sense that she might have been concerned or they might have concerned her with it was going to be money laundering. Well, I don't want to do that. Okay, that's fine. There's a certificate that for, what, $2,500 you can get that will prove.
$25,000.
I beg your pardon. $25,000.
Yen or dollars?
It's got to be yen.
It says dollars.
Oh, all my right. God.
All right. Nonetheless, that this you can get these gold bars. This will get you money back.
Yeah.
However, it could be money laundering, but the certificate will show that it's not money laundering. It's $25,000,
mm-hmm.
which means, well, I got to get my money back. She wants to get her money back and in her mind feel that she's vindicated so she can move on with this.
Yeah.
They're telling her either she knows it or they told her, you know, you could be in as money laundering with these gold bars. However, 25 bills. Blah, 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 clears that up.
Yeah.
And that might be why she's in on it. She's mentioned it during the whole course of these conversations. And, you know, how they're getting her on that end, too.
Oh, jeez.
I am so drained with the whole process. I am just ready to give up. I have already gave $40,000 to get all the Malaysia clearance, and it's done. All that's left to do is pray. So this sounds like somebody who Anne has been guiding.
Yeah.
Brown says, did she contact Interpol? Anne goes, I think so. I told her to contact Interpol. Brown goes, and she played with Interpol?
She played with Interpol?
Anne goes, no, P told C. She will help C when her funds come to her account. All right, so she's got this other woman, this woman who's P, seems to be helping think that Anne's legit, and they're going to work together to make sure C gives all the money to the fucking scammers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yes. It's all fun and games. She will help C when her funds come to her account. Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, this is why C is waiting. P is a good woman. They contact each other. I can just give their fucking names. I can give their first names.
Yeah,
nobody will know from their first names.
No,
yeah.
No. P is Pauline. Makes it easier for me. Pauline is a good woman. They contact each other and now send mails to me. Brown goes, okay, because he don't give a shit.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Anne has a question. Where is Idiot Miller?
Where is Idiot Miller?
Why not escape? Why not reply to Rita? Rita will bother me today while I am working.
Wait, Who the heck is Rita?
Who the fuck knows?
Maybe she's the other person. Maybe she's C or...
No.
No, no. No? Brown goes, Miller is very upset. He's in Thailand. Anne goes, upset for what? He is falling for her. Brown goes, and they are about sending them to Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
I love these exotic locations they go to, like a Bond movie.
Sure. It's probably yes. where they're getting their script.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
The gold bars are, you know, like gold member.
Yeah. Instead of gold finger, it's gold digger.
Bars.
Yeah, right.
Anne goes, so marry her. He's going to Egypt? Wow. Brown goes, maybe. That's what the bosses came up with.
We threw a dart at a map.
Egypt sounds about right. Anne goes, why? Fighting terrorists? I do not care about him, because he never listens to me. Brown says, okay. Anne says, so he will contact Rita and marry her? Tell him to fuck off my life.
Okay.
Deal with his gold bars alone. There is nothing to do with me anymore. Or change the name to his lover, Rita. Rita told me, Miller loves her. I think it is true. Where is Green? I will quit sending scammers to you, because I cannot survive. Number one, please tell Miller to contact his lover, Rita. Number two, fuck off my life. Number three, I will quit sending any profiles to all of you. This is not my job. It sounds like a little bit of jealousy.
Mm. Oh, yeah, sure does. Sound like, oh, yeah, he's going to hook up with Rita? Well, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she never fell for him.
No. We know that that's true. I mean, that it's not true that she didn't. Oh, God, too many negatives. We know that she fell in love with him because she talked about that once before.
Yeah.
That she was, you know, she was giving Davin the copy of the emails that there were between them, and she was making all these lovey-dovey talk with Miller, and then she says, oh, no, I never felt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
We heard it.
Lying hoe.
Yeah. Lying. Wait, do you mean me?
No. Anyone who fits that bill.
Okay.
So she's going to quit sending profiles to all of you. That is not my job. I'm going to stop feeding you victims.
Yeah.
Brown's like, okay. Number four, Anne says, tell him to deal with gold bars and return the money to me. That's all. He is a real asshole. A cheap man. Rubbish. I have never seen such a stupid man. Desire love? Going to dating site? Then fuck me up. This is what he's done to me. You lie to me. You are...
fucking assholes.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
No, run-of-the-mill assholes.
Oh, just assholes.
Just assholes.
Oh, plain vanilla garden variety.
Yes. So I go, is Rita the woman who ran the Miller Group? Did she know you were sending money to Brown and Miller? Who is Pauline?
I just got to say something. I like the way I answered that, like it was a housewife from Peoria. Fucking asshole.
You kind of did. Oh, what do I win?
Yeah.
You win... readings of Anne Jackson till eternity. That's what you win.
Oh, yay.
So it seems like the web has gotten more tangled.
Yeah. Mm.
It seems like bad shit's happening.
I still don't... Well, I guess this is not really exactly the lockdown that we want. I still don't understand where she's coming from.
Japan.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
One word.
Better.
Cleared it all up.
Yeah. Done.
Got it?
Yeah. Done.
What don't you get? I mean,
I just don't get that, you know, she seems like she's hearing somebody say, oh, yeah, they told me that all I had to do is come up with $25,000 and that'll clear things all up. And that sounds reasonable. How could that sound reasonable to somebody who's kept feeding them money? And what did she say? She was up to like $60,000 American.
Because that's part of the process of getting her making herself feel vindicated.
That, oh, it happened to me. It must cost that money, so somebody else has to pay it too.
And, you know, if I get the gold bars, I get my money. All I got to do is pay the release. I could be invited for being a part of this gold bar, but the certificate says that everything is clear. I can't get my gold bars, or you know, till I get them the certificate.
Right.
You know, I
and
mean,
and I can't clear
just,
my reputation
I mean,
without that.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another. That, you know, it's horrible what they're doing to her.
Yes, much like it's horrible what we've done to all of you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're so sorry.
Not really. Not really sorry about it, but, you know, it is what it is.
I'm sorry. Can I be sorry?
You are fucking sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Them fighting words.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting invited to the Wynwood party I'm throwing. Everybody dresses up as their favorite Steve band member.
I'll be the sax player so somebody will talk to me.
Only while Steely Dan is playing their hearts out.
Yeah.
Ooh, the headliner's on. Let's chat. What a fucking rude bitch.
I don't care with how they feel.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, we weren't doing it in front of them. We were on the side of the stage. Mm. Screw them.
Yeah, like, they don't fucking know.
You're able
they
to get the
care.
Side of the stage?
What?
You were able to get the side of the stage?
No, no, I don't mean, like, on the stage. I mean, like, because it's sort of like a semicircle, like
right.
a band shell kind of setup.
Right.
And so then off to a stage right, if you go, like, past it, that's where all the beer vendors and food
I like how members of the Wynwood Band just wander out in the crowd trying to find somebody who'll talk to them.
No, no, it wasn't. We planned to meet.
They're fucking creepy.
Funny.
Planned to meet.
We did.
Ugh. All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
I plan on meeting with the tambourine player in Melanie.
Pastor Josie the Pussycats?
No. Melanie is like some hippie band.
Was
remember it? Melanie, hippie singer.
Yeah, but she was, I've got a brand new pair of count roller skates.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
No. She better be hot with that voice.
I think she was.
Yeah, you can't be ugly with
she's
that voice.
She's 90 now.
I didn't say I want to fuck her. But if she's 90, she can't get away.
You intimated that you wanted to. Oh, my God.
I'm too tired to fucking live.
I got a key for your scooter, sweetie.
I'm in the, but just
it's for your rascal.
Yeah. He ain't going nowhere. Here's a key for your pacemaker. Stop fighting it. Take it, you has-been.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if she's alive.
I don't either, actually.
Well, if she wasn't touring with the Hollywood Vampire, she's got her shots.
What? Oh, true.
Yeah. Poor Joe Perry.
I know.
All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. You know what? I just got to put it aside. Can you imagine if, like, God forbid the cops, like, go after one of these perps, and all of a sudden they are, like an MMA fighter? That's going to be a hell of a video on CNN.
Oh, man. That talking
you
about
see a cop tapping out?
Talk about going viral.
Oh, like the black community rise up. Yeah, motherfucker. Can you imagine that?
It would be a great video. As long as nobody got hurt in the end.
I think somebody's getting hurt in that video. I don't think you put a rear naked choke on somebody if bad intentions aren't coming your way. That's coming.
This is Melanie, the singer.
Not what I anticipated.
No. No, but still cute,
she's
right?
Yeah, she's cute. She's 60s attractive.
I don't know if that's still current. That's a current
picture. Oh,
you
know, no,
really, Joe? You don't think it's a current picture of her looking 30? You don't think so, Joe? You think she might have aged? Going out on a limb, are you?
That's not a current picture.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the picture at 9:30 at night, inverted, my head crooked. I'm sorry I can't get a really good view of it.
I think it was pretty obvious it wasn't a 90-year-old woman.
Okay.
Well, that's what she looks like now.
Really?
What's she look like now?
This is what she looks like now.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Now, that's a hippie hat. She wouldn't be wearing that's back in the day.
You think?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Go for images of Melanie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Images of Melanie.
Images of Melanie.
Yeah. All right. We have to find this.
Then he show like bad skin. No, not a melanin.
Melanoma. Not a melanoma.
They're showing
melanoma.
A million pictures of every girl named Melanie
well, what's
that
last
was
name?
Ever. Safka.
What?
Safka.
It was 2015, I think.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes. Okay. So.
Old broads. The Google
okay.
search. Let's see All what
right.
she looks like now.
She looks like that
one. One of the lead singers.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, you compare that. She looks like she ate the other two girls you showed me. What is wrong with you? I mean, she's fine for an older woman.
Yeah, right.
Looks like she's got a box of ring dings with that skate kick.
Those are steroids, Joe, so she can sing better. All throat steroids. They went to the tum tum.
Yeah, Melanie. I'm sorry. Tucker Tom saying who?
That's the proper response, by the way.
Yeah, but you're a youngster, Tom. You just don't remember her.
He's not that young.
No, well, he's younger than me and Joe, and that we remember.
Yeah,
her.
I know. He's a little younger than me, but he's not a baby.
No, I know that.
No. She's a gal. She's held up well.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's heavier.
She's
than
not
she
as
was
old as I
then.
Made her sound.
Yeah,
no.
And she's built like a brick shit house.
Okay. Kind of expensive for a shithouse. Make it out of brick. I'm sure there's cheaper materials, but whatever. Who am I?
It's just brick facade.
It's faux brick.
Faux brick.
Faux
yeah.
brick, real shit. Guaranteed. All right. Now I'm going to do the read again because I did a stupid aside.
Okay.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. We're training from Zombie Martial Arts. You can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff is going to ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. This Saturday, July 15th, great Joe Bronzi will be performing. It's going to be a great show, so check that out. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. Give yourself a break. You deserve Portobello.
Okay. sorry. Oh, hell.
Do you need me to do something?
No, no. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite.
Can't get fucking sliced.
A feast befitting San Gennaro.
You don't fuck the boss with the boss tonight. He's no mood.
I know.
Even I don't want to tangle with him.
That's saying something.
That is. Yeah. That.
Make it an easy night.
Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Angel's Bakery has been family-owned and operated since 1927. Their pita pillow is the heartiest pita and has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white and whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. Very good eating. It's the edible container, which is the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's not always easy for us to eat healthy because we're always on the go. With all natural ingredients and the pocket design, pita pillows allows us to do that without having to break out the slop towel. Yeah, you don't want to break a little sloppy on that. You want to eat nice and neat in the car. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It's another reason why pita pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice. Pita pillows are available at New York, at Fairway Shopping Centers and Best Market. You can order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more also at angelbakeries.com. And make sure you check out Angel's Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at Pita Pillows from Hysterical Contact. content. Peanut Pillows, the bread of comics, where the only thing that isn't funny is providing you with a delicious and healthy pita bread.
Yeah, they keep on putting up new content, so check that out. I was told after we did our first read, they got a lot more traffic. So that's good.
Good.
If you guys are listening, keep on checking out all of our clients, customers. What are they? Sponsors. That's the
sponsors.
Word. Sidesplittingproductions.com. All of your entertainment needs, comedians, murder mysteries, bands, kids, parties, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up if you're not the fake IRS, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anywhere?
No, not tonight. Not this week.
No, not this week. Not tonight.
Not at all.
Can you have that piece of paper, please? Thank you.
He wants that piece of paper really badly.
Stupid, don't know where you're going to be this weekend?
No, I don't have no. The number and stuff.
Been there enough.
I know, but I don't know the number.
Asshole. Tell him.
Bananas. Thank you for the lovely setup.
That's not my fault. Like you're like pointing.
I feel like a saint being dragged into court.
You look like a half-crippled seal on the beach flapping over there. You look like Bix. I didn't know what the fuck you were doing.
I don't want to say anything, but it's too late now. The cat's already out of the bag. Bananas Comedy Club, ladies and gentlemen. I will be there this Friday and Saturday, April 15th and 16th. Friday, 9 p.m. and Saturday, two shows, 7:30 and 10. 201, this is what I didn't have, 201-727-1090 for reservations and info. That's 201-727-1090 for reservations and information.
There you go. And, of course, check us out, Portobello Banquets. Good show this Friday night. I think that's all I can stand. I think we've endured. We shall overcome.
That's yes. Right.
We shall, if we join hands, we shall overcome in these tumultuous times and shitty equipment.
Yes.
So that was that. Thank you guys for hanging out. I know there were some tech issues, which, you know, but let's be honest. We had a good run without tech issues for a long time.
Yeah we did.
So it was
high time.
It just happens to be funny that, like, when I paid all our fucking bills, shit went to hell. Like, paid us up for another year so we could keep doing this, you know, for web service and all that and streaming. And it went to shit tonight. So that was fun.
Well, you know, they literally asked, are you sure you paid all the bills? And I said, is that why it's dark in here?
Is that during, what no, during. I've been paying a lot of bills. We've had bills of late. I've paid a lot of bills. I think we're done with bills for a while.
Yay.
So there's that.
Yeah.
You're trying to find inspiration any way you can find it.
Sure.
Equipment, show, the bills are paid, so there's that.
Sponsors pay for the bills.
One bright light in the whole damn show. What was that?
Sponsors pay for the bills.
Yes.
There's still oxygen. That's good.
There's that.
There's that.
There's that.
There is oxygen. Nobody's been smothered with love.
No.
No.
Have you been here? No.
I think it's been a lovely show.
I'm usually smothered with a pillow. All right.
I have not. I haven't gone on any rape rants, so that's a plus.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is good. Especially being the only female in the room, that's really good.
Yes. You know, don't fucking think you're the only one that can get raped.
Joe, look out.
Don't be all fucking uppity like you're the only one that's got the goods. All right.
Joe, don't touch him.
I like there was going to be a warm embrace
before the male rapage.
Not at gunpoint.
At gunpoint, you probably would. Yeah. I think not at gunpoint's a little
all right.
Slow.
Go,
click,
click,
come
click,
here,
click.
You.
Go rape Davin.
All right. Ew. All right.
What a creepy way to end the show.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I think it's the way it should end.
Yes.
Yeah, that or, as Joe would say, a gunshot. But yeah, this is over. This is done for tonight. We'll attempt to do this next week. I don't know what next week's show is going to be. Sure, we'll have more Ann Jackson. Like the fucking Encyclopedia Britannica of Ann Jackson. Reams and reams of Ann Jackson.
She is the gift that keeps giving.
She is the gift. Like diarrhea.
Wow.
This intrigue.
I mean, diarrhea? No.
Because of the abdominal pain.
What? Because you're thinking, what?
Dealing with Ann Jackson is quite painful.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes,
okay.
She's not a pleasant experience.
Right.
It gets exasperating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because we've been exasperated with her for a long time.
I miss Belinda.
I know. You know, just recently on the Scammer Clips, there, you know, you were talking, and you're there was this bright little spark in your voice. You could, and while you're talking about my girl Belinda, and
yum, yum, yum. I miss
and
Belinda.
I know.
Good times.
Yeah.
Till her man started playing her. That sucked.
Yeah. She was one of a kind.
Husbands can ruin any good scam. That's
what
I always say.
It's like, will you?
You knew it was the old man leaning in on
her. I did. I didn't feel the love.
So what's going on here with this guy? Well, I don't really, you know, he's reading. Let me read some of this shit. You get on, you get back on that computer with that son of a bitch, and you give me that thing. I'll get on there.
Only love I deal with now is Ann Jackson and Miller.
Yeah.
Not quite the love story. But all right.
No.
So we'll come back next week. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.